Welcome to the Connect Kindness Podcast, where we connect people with organizations to inspire kindness. I'm your host, Crystal Aziz, and I'm joined by my co-host, Tim Evans. In today's episode, we are interviewing Judith Julnick with the Woman Storybook Project.
Yes, Crystal. I was so excited for this interview, and I'm very excited for our listeners to hear what Judith is doing for children with incarcerated mothers. It is a beautiful and unique idea, and it is changing lives. So without further ado, this is our interview with Judith of the Woman Storybook Project.
Hey, Judith, thank you so much for joining us on the Connect Kindness Podcast. We would love for you to start off with telling our listeners what the Woman Storybook Project is.
Well, hello, and thank you for having us and having interest in the Women's Storybook Project, which is a nonprofit that connects children with their incarcerated mothers through the joy of literature. And basically what we do, volunteers travel to the female Texas prisons and record a mother while she reads a story or a chapter of a book for her child. And then we send that recording and the book to her child so they can hear their mom read a story.
That is such a unique and thoughtful idea, Judith. This is Tim, and it's just great that you guys are helping a child hear their mother's voice reading a book. It's so, so powerful. What made you want to start the Woman Storybook Project?
Well, I was visiting some friends in Louisville, Kentucky, and we all happened to be Episcopalians, and we were all talking about our outreach programs. And they were doing a program they called Aunt Jane's Storybook Hour, which was modeled after the idea from Lutheran Social Services in Chicago. And it was basically recording a mom while she reads and then giving the recording and the book to her child. And that was with their local prison. The idea tugged at my heart. Reading is so important. I have two children. I read to them. And it just seemed like such a simple idea was a possible big impact. So I brought it back to Austin and at our church with the outreach program and started searching and finding the right people with whom to connect to get us into the prisons. So that was the seed.
Wow. Yes. When we were researching, companies to feature on Connect Kindness, I saw yours and I immediately went to Crystal and said, we have to feature this. It's amazing what they're doing for the children. Your desire to help children who have mothers in prison, where did that come from?
Well, actually, I did not have any connection with prisons. I hadn't even been to a prison. But reading is so important. Everyone knows that reading is so important. It's a basic skill that everyone needs. I remember reading to my children. My little boy, when he was 3 months old, I could say, turn the page, and he'd turn the page, and he'd point to pictures. So reading is important, and that was a crux. But also, I need to say that community service, giving back to the community, is an important part of my life. My grandfather was a good role model for me in this. I remember visiting nursing homes when I was little, and he would take flowers to the people at the nursing home. Giving back has always been important. When I was at Texas at UT in Austin, I remember that I had a brownie troop for the people at the state school. So it's just an important part of life. And this, to me, seemed to be a meaningful way to give back. I've done it through schools and symphonies, but this, to me, really has an important, powerful message, and I just latched onto it.
And Judith, I can relate to that. Whenever I was younger, my aunt would take me to the elderly home and make sure that, I would read to them, make crafts with mm-hmm. them. So I can relate on that mm-hmm. level.
It's important, isn't it?
Yes, it does. And seeing at a young age really makes a difference, too. Mm-hmm. And like I was saying, I know when starting a nonprofit, it has its challenges, especially when, prisons are involved and you had no prior experience with them. It seems like you really thought out in creating the program. Can you go into detail about the process and how that kind of came about?
Yes, I didn't know how to start it. I just knew the idea was good. I made a lot of calls. It took some time to research it, and I finally connected with a wonderful social worker who I explained the program, the idea to. She loved it. She was a social worker. She's retired now, within the prison system, and so she helped design it, and she knew the parameters and the things that would be important, such as earning the right to be in our program. The mom has to be 90 days case-free and earn the right to be in our program. I would have not had that knowledge at all. So I was able to connect with Ann Mooney, the social worker, and then she introduced me to her warden, and they all were on board and liked it. And from then on, because of the program, what we do, and our volunteers are wonderful, we've established a very, very fine reputation within Texas Department of Criminal Justice. In fact, we just received our fourth Governor's Award for Criminal Justice, which I think is rare to have so many. So they trust us, and that's important that they can rely on our program.
That's super inspiring. You know, what advice would you give to someone who's thinking about starting a nonprofit?
Well, I was winging it, as they say, and I had no idea. But I think with most things, people are successful if they start small. You'll have an idea, and start small with it, add on to it, build it gradually so you don't become overwhelmed. And we did do that. We started with one prison and five volunteers, and we are now in 9 female Texas prisons with over about 200 volunteers. But you need to start small with any project so that you can build it and develop it with integrity.
Absolutely. And congratulations. I know that 2018 is your 15-year anniversary of the Women's Storybook Project, which is amazing. Where do you see the future of the Women's Storybook Project?
Thank you, Jim. The vision for Storybook, our Women's Storybook Project, is to have all the female prisons in Texas, where applicable, implement our program to make this available to the moms in all the Texas female prisons. And sadly, female prison offenders in prisons is on the rise, which means that's more children for us to serve. So that's our main goal at the moment. But also, I've been mentoring or guiding people throughout the country who would like to start a similar program in their area. I've talked to a judge in California and a judge from Maryland and someone from Minnesota. They hear the idea and they would like to start it in their community, and I've been able to help and advise people do that.
That is remarkable. You are a trailblazer, Judith.
You know, for our listeners who want to be a part of the Storybook Project, because I definitely want to be part of the Storybook Project, you know, how can people help?
Oh, well, we'd love to have you, Crystal. You can volunteer if you're in the Houston area or live near Gatesville. So you can actually volunteer for our program, which means you go up with us. A group of volunteers go together, and they're wonderful volunteers, all women. Sorry, Tim. But we bond together. We'll have lunch and then go into the prison to record for a couple of hours and then go on back home. So volunteering is important because we're increasing the number of children that we can serve, the mothers in the prisons. Also, we need financial support. We are a small nonprofit, growing, and we need financial contributions to help with many things, such as the mailing, the postage. Last year, it cost about $7,000 to mail all these books and packages to children around the country. But it's wherever the child lives, this book will go. And then if you're in the Houston area or in the Gatesville area, we would love to have you share this idea, this program, if you can't volunteer at the prison, to tell your friends and neighbors, your churches, your communities, your book clubs about us. We would come to a home or a group and talk about what we do, let people know who we are and how they could become part of this.
And, you know, I know how impressive you are, but can you tell listeners about how many children you've affected and how many prisons you guys are in now?
Oh, the statistic of how many historically children that we've served, I don't have that offhand. I'm sorry, I don't have that information. But it's been many. But we are in 9 female prisons, and we do send right now at least every month 350 packages of books and recordings to children around the country. But also what we're doing, I'm very happy about this, very excited, is going on to the next stage for technology. CDs are on the way out. It took a long time to go from cassettes to CDs to get approval from the prison. And we did, and we've been doing it because laptops are contraband, and we received permission, and we burn CDs at the prison. But CDs are on the way out, and we have a volunteer who works at Google. I gave a presentation at Google last March, a year ago March, posing this problem. I was concerned about it. And someone said, oh, we can build an app. So right now, Google has developed an app for us, and we are in a pilot program of eliminating CDs and having a caregiver or a child go to the cloud and download the story.
Wow.
So wow. You know, if Google is backing you, you know that you are doing something right.
Yes, exactly.
That is great. We truly believe in what you're doing, Judith. And, you know, we want our listeners to share this podcast with their friends. So, you know, you can continue to touch so many children and mothers' lives. How can people get in touch with the Woman Storybook Project online?
Oh, thank you. They can go to our website, which is storybookproject.org, and there's information about us on there, about how to help, how to volunteer. We also have Facebook, so like us on Facebook. And then we have some young volunteers who are helping with Twitter, and follow us at WSP Texas. I believe that's the hashtag. So we have some social media and lots of ways to learn about us, but primarily go to storybookproject.org.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I can't express how excited I am to have you as part of Connect Kindness. Absolutely. Tim and I are honored, and we're loved that we can spread the word for you. So thank you so much for taking the time and speaking with us today, Judith. We really appreciate it.
Thank you both for thinking of us. I appreciate that. Have a good day.
You too.
Thank you, Judith. Thank you so much for listening to the Connect Kindness podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Share Give Do. And please remember, the world is changed by your example, not by your opinion.